And here we are. There's a lot of stuff going on, a lot of information, a lot of people wanting to help in this current situation. Mark Roberts is the head man over there at the Community Foundation. Hey, Mark, how are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
You are very welcome. To back up, we need to back up for a second. Tell people what Community Foundation is as a whole, so that when we get started on what you're doing now, it'll be better understood.
The way I like to describe it that I think most people resonate with is part of our mission statement. We are in the business of connecting people who care with causes that matter. And when I say that, people tend to get it. We're in the middle of all these awesome people throughout the Central Illinois community that want to support their favorite causes and improve the quality of life in our community and all those great organizations, projects, and needs that exist out there today. We're just sort of the professionals that get to do that by creating charitable funds and applying them in ways that sort of promote the common good in our community, and that's pretty delightful work.
You know, and a couple of years ago, and this is so apropos because the structure's in place, the Community Foundation, took it upon themselves to address the food desert here in the area. So, and that's one of the things right now that's probably most important.
Yeah, and that's an insightful point. We're really pleased that about a year and a half ago we created the Ending Hunger Together grant program, and the initial grant from that went to an organization that was formed called HEAL, Healthy Eating, Active Living, led by the Tazewell County Health Department. And at that time, 17 different organizations and programs lined up to come to us together to collaborate. The silver lining of that right now is that group, because of the really good work they've been doing and the fact that we seeded them with some initial grant money, they're responding with lightning speed to some of the initial issues that are coming up in regards to this coronavirus issue. So we're very pleased about that. We're really proud of their work.
Expanding that whole thought out then, what else is going on with Community Foundation?
Well, earlier this week, we reactivated the Central Illinois Disaster Recovery Fund, and that was originally created in late 2013 in response to the tornadoes. And the purpose of the fund is pretty simple. It's to accept tax-deductible contributions from anyone who wants to make one, individuals, families, corporations, other private foundations, just anyone that wants to come alongside us. We are going to aggregate all of those funds into that fund. And then through some processes, we're going to make grants to meet the most pressing emerging needs that are evolving in our community. We're going to seat an advisory committee that's going to help us understand what those most pressing needs are to ensure that we're making the very best investments and supporting the very best and most urgent needs at this time. And then the board of directors of the foundation will ultimately approve those grants. We're aiming to move with maximum speed and be very nimble and get this money to work in the community. But we're inviting everyone to come alongside us by making contributions to the fund.
Mark, what typically would, or who, I guess would be a better question, who typically would be someone who would potentially be a grant recipient of that fund, if I said that correctly?
Well, we all know that this whole situation is moving with lightning speed. Right. I mean, late last week, I felt we were well ahead of the curve in regards to our planning. By Saturday, I felt we were behind the curve in regards to our planning. And so a staff, board, and everyone's worked together so far this week, and we've done a good job of getting caught up. But the most pressing needs initially that we've been made aware of by multiple sources is that of the access to and the distribution of food in the emergency food system. And to paint a picture, some of the food pantries, particularly ones in some of the smaller communities surrounding us, they're staffed by some of the folks that are in that high-risk area, some of our older folks,
sure.
Awesome volunteers, but they can't be there at this point. It's too dangerous for them to do that. So the community is working very hard to understand how the food that's here can be directed and delivered in the right way. And imagine if you're a shut-in or someone perhaps in a rural community or even in some of our urban communities here that just simply don't have access. They can't get there. We have to find a way to get food immediately to those folks. A lot of good work is going on, and some of the initial money from our fund is certainly going to flow in that direction.
Whew. Dude, it's exhausting to think about because you hit on something that's so important. Speed. This
yes.
has to happen fast. And when you're talking fast, do you have a number in your head? A day, a week? What is speed?
Well, you know, there's two ways to look at it. One is, number one, we want to be certain that we're doing the right thing with the money that's being entrusted to us.
Sure.
So we're going to take all the logical steps to do that. And to do that, you know, we're building the networks. Well, we have the networks, but we're engaging the right people at our health departments. And we've been in touch with our friends at the United Way. And our board of directors are well plugged in. And so we're going to do the due diligence. But, yeah, certainly within weeks, and I imagine that perhaps even next week some of that money will start to flow. It's just moving so quickly. But, you know, we're here to be nimble. We're here to get this done. And, again, we need everyone's help to allow us to do that effectively.
All right. This is a pretty simple ask in that it's giving money. And so how does one do it?
We've got three main ways that are set up. One, go to the Community Foundation website, communityfoundationci.org. And right on that homepage, you're going to see all of the information that anyone needs to make a gift, a donation to this fund. You can do it by credit card. There's a link right there that you can do that. You can certainly mail us a check, and the address is there. And you can even text. And so I'm encouraging everyone listening to me right now, all of your good listeners, pick up your phone right now and text CFCI, just like Community Foundation of Central Illinois,
right,
to 50155, 50155. Do that. The money flows right to us, so we're going to put it to good use.
So if I just say to 50155,
right,
CFCI is where I'm going to send it to. If I say $100, is that all I have to do?
It's all you have to do. Yeah, if memory serves, I've done it, but it's been a few months. A couple, two, three quick clicks through there, and your donation is made, and that makes a big difference. It takes all of us, and we're going to put every single dollar to excellent use.
All right, we're going to, obviously, with this thing moving the way it is, we'll check back with you for updates time to time to see, because this is not going away next week, and the need is going to be there for a while. The Community Foundation of Central Illinois, again, communityfoundationci.org, and or text that donation to CFCI. The number is 50155, and just put a dollar amount in. Everything counts. Everything counts.
Hey, guys, let me say thank you for what you're doing, too. I've been impressed by the fact that you guys are a consistent and constant a source of information and, frankly, a comfort to lots of us in the community. So I just wanted to say thank you for that and give you a shout-out for what you're doing, too.
Appreciate it, Mark. Have a great weekend. See you.
Thank you, guys.
Bye. Mark Roberts, Community Foundation of Central Illinois.